Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Iosco County, Coats for Kids, once again, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Good, thank you, Kevin.
Well, I know I said this was going to be kind of the big wrap-up show, but, you know, judging by what we're going to talk about today, we are far from wrapped up here, are we?
Well, no, we have one more big, big thing coming up, and you know what that is.
Yes.
The Fish Gift House is coming up in, I think it's the first week in December, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in December. And that's a big deal for us because we usually take over between 350 and 400 coats.
Wow.
And very, very few come back.
I would imagine so. Yep. Everybody needs a coat, and it makes a great Christmas gift, doesn't it?
It does.
That's right. So that's going on. But you have finished up the school distributions then.
We did. We had a very busy and successful school distribution. We had some new volunteers this year, and they just did a wonderful job. And so far, I think 950 coats have gone out to the schools and the shelters and special ed students and the Head Start schools. So that's a new record for us so far.
Man, oh man, nearly 1,000 coats going out. What's better about that to know is that you had that many coats, that people are really donating and helping out even more people here in the county.
Oh, yes, we're very, very fortunate. And we had a lot of new coats donated to us this year, too.
Oh.
Knights of Columbus had some shipped into us, two huge boxes of beautiful new coats. And many residents do that, too. You know, they'll go down to the sales and pick up half a dozen coats and bring them to the church for us. People are very good to us.
Indeed. Well, speaking of being very good to you, the big Taos Band Boosters Bazaar was very good to you on Saturday.
It was. You know, I really was concerned because we had this terrible weather forecast, and I don't think maybe there were quite as many people as I've seen in the past, but our big seller was the fish hats, and if we keep thinking every year, well, the fish hats have probably run their course, but we sold $500 worth of fish hats again. Yeah, well, they are kind of fun, you know.
They are.
The kids like them, and so that's a lot of coats for us, $500. You know, I can do some more shopping. And then the stuff that we didn't sell, which was very nice blankets and things that people had donated that they made, we're going to maybe take to the nursing homes and see if they would like them for people who don't get anything for Christmas. You know, everything works out.
Boy, it sure does. And you had mentioned shopping. You're going to do some of that. Black Friday is just around the corner, and you're already getting out and getting started.
We are indeed. I've been scouring each store to see which are the best deals, and I think we have to buy a lot of coats, you know, to keep this going. So I think we spent $4,000 this week so far, and we're eagerly waiting to see what else is going to pop up in the bargain basement for us.
There you go. Now, if people want to still make donations monetary donations through the course of the year, is the Facebook page, is that active all through the year?
Well, it does. It doesn't take donations. We're not quite that sophisticated. You know, we're a little outfit. But you can always just mail them to Grace Lutheran Church for us. You know, Iosco Coats for Kids, care of Grace Lutheran Church, 401 Main Street in East Taos, and we'd be very grateful for that.
You bet. And make a donation and that they can build up even more coats to help more of those in need here in Iosco County. And June, we're glad you could join us, and a big thank you to you for the amount of work you've put in. I know you've got some great volunteers who make the job a little easier, and we want to thank all of them, too.
Oh, yes, they do a wonderful job for us.
Very good. From Iosco County Coats for Kids, June Percy. June, thanks for joining us, and have a happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday season.
Well, and the same to you. Thank you for having us, Kevin.